Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic X-Ray Man here on Psychic X-Ray Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How you doing, everybody? Come on in. Let's get people in the freaking queue. Let's, because we want to talk to you. So come on in. Today we're actually going to be talking about Atlantis. It's the idea. Do you believe in Atlantis? If you do, we want to hear your comments and that kind of things too. So come on in and that kind of thing. It'd be great. Sensational. So as far as look at the situation. The ideal tapping on relationships and that kind of stuff. We're actually thinking about, can you actually trace all the mysterious things that happen in this world, and maybe the origin, maybe trace back to Atlantis. And it was one of those things where we talked about before, where we were questioning the situation, did Atlantis exist or does it still exist? And the ideal of technology that actually has made them thrive by people have a tendency to focus on them living out of the ocean, which in some ways would be a perfect thing to do because force fields can be more enforced by the environment too as well. So therefore, taking the technology, creating, you know, taking crystals and creating force fields, or even the idea of creating this domain underneath the ocean, the idea of thriving, because there's been a lot of people keep claiming that they've actually found Atlantis, but then they have a tendency to lose interest. I think it's one of those Atlantean tricks that actually focuses on the mind, the brain centers, that actually makes these people take their attention somewhere else to take it away from them, so therefore they can actually keep the secret going on. And we've actually had things where, is it one of those situations where life, some things can't fathom at the same time? Like they always say, some things are true no matter if you believe them or not, still exist. So it doesn't matter if you believe or don't believe, they are. So we look at the situation, you know, people see spaceships come out of the water and that kind of stuff. Are we really seeing a nation that could be Atlanteans who are actually leaving their domain to come out and see what the Earthlings are doing? And that kind of situation, it was actually, I think it was our first connection to actually aliens who came to this planet, and the idea that some have said that Atlantis didn't just have a great ship port, but they also had a great spaceport, which actually would transport back and forth, which actually takes us back to the movie Stargate. And the idea of realizing the Stargate is also has a platform, and the idea of traveling from universe to universe by just simply walking through a gate, knowing the key or the number, and then walking through and experiencing all these different dimensions, and you can actually go to, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 of these things over and over and over again, and you could all do them in the same day. It depends where you want to spend, how long you want to spend there. But if you all want to give a call in here, please do so. The number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Now, today we're actually broadcasting live from the Calamity Kites Cafe. That's at 934 Manitou Avenue at Suite 105 in Manitou Springs, Colorado. I also have a shop here, too, at 956.5 Manitou Avenue here in Manitou Springs, Colorado, too, as well. So if you want to come down and visit us in person, we do readings there, too, as well. And if you want to sit down and do readings, we're doing readings today here in the shop at the Calamity Kites Cafe, where you could actually come in and ask one free question before you actually sit down and do it, decide to do a private reading. So if you're in a Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs area are actually here for a vacation and you're hearing this show right now, please stop by. It's a great stop. They have kites, flags, rings, jewelry, anything you can think of. You know, it's a great shop. So come down to 934 Manitou Avenue, Suite 105 at the Calamity Kites shop and watch Calamity Kites Cafe. We also have a cafe here, coffees, donuts. I don't have the donuts, but we got a lot of muffins, brownies, and that kind of stuff. So come on down if you want to visit my shop. My shop is 946.5 Manitou Avenue. That's called the Mystic Closet Psychic. So come on down, and I got. And we're actually sitting here doing some. We're doing reading and answering people's questions. So therefore, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you want to give me a call, make an appointment. Yeah, I do doing a phone reading. Call at 740-500-8863. And again, that number is 740-500-8863. you want to contact us on our website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or you can contact me through my email, which is psychicxjourneyman@live.com. So we're still waiting for some callers to call in, so give us a buzz and a citron look at the situation. It's a really nice day here in Manitou Springs, Colorado, as we're broadcasting live from the Calamity Kites Cafe. And putting things down and look at the situation, how things are going to fall into place. If you have any comments or any insights on your beliefs about Atlantis, we'd love to hear about it, so please give us a call in at 646-721-9031. Okay, so we're sitting here going over a lot of things. Everybody has their own beliefs about Atlantis and that kind of stuff. Where did it all come from in the idea of building a great society and then the idea of falling? Could we go through a situation that seems like with every situation, in every civilization, there always seems to be survivors. So the ideal of actually, maybe that should be one of our keys, and the ideal of tracing down the origins of people and situation that would reflect having that kind of technology, but not in the ideal of living in their own city, where it would be something that we could be used to. Like, well, we look at the situation of Egypt and Peru, the Aztecs in Mexico. When you look at all those situations, it is interesting, isn't it? That in four different areas of the planet, in the far corners of the planet, people have all decided in some format to actually create pyramids and the idea of creating these great phenomenal situations. Now, one thing about Atlantis people don't realize, and I don't think they haven't got the whole idea of it, when the person who actually used dynamite to blow an entrance into the Great Pyramid, it was sealed. This is a fact. It was sealed, and this guy had the notion, it was very primitive, to actually blow a hole inside the wall. And at one time, it was actually also lined in quartz, I think. And that quartz. Some people have said that the tip of the pyramid, which you can actually look at the tip of the pyramid, something was there at one time. Some people just don't know what it is. Some people say it was actually a big diamond. Some people say it was actually a piece of gold. For some reason, when I look at the situation, which in the past lives I've done for people, I have gotten the image of gold and the pyramid having white. For some reason, I can't even think about what it kind of went blank on the whole thing, but I know the Great Pyramid was covered with something other than what we see right now, because we can actually see little layers and things in the pyramid itself, and some of the stuff is still there. I think it was white sandstone. Anyway, it was all sealed and everything like that. And then that's the one thing that most people don't realize, is that the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber and the Great Pyramid itself, these were actually titles that was given by the people who actually were working on it, the archaeologists who actually went in to actually do the work on the pyramid itself to get the information, that kind of stuff. So the chambers, realistically, we don't know what they were actually for, and we don't actually know what they were called. They were actually titled and given names because of the people who actually went into the Great Pyramid first and the idea of doing this great investigation. And there's actually been people investigating the Great Pyramid, you know, since they went through the whole thing before that. But when you look at the situation, it's great. But it does give you some insights to the whole situation, some things going on, that kind of stuff, and it should also take in consideration what could it have actually been for, and then open our minds up to see what that's all about. We're actually looking at the idea of all spiritual senses, the ideal. Chasing things back, like do these things, is the ideal. Can we trace everything back to Atlantis? And we actually did a couple shows where we were actually focusing on Bigfoot, this monster, and try to trace them back to Atlantis. They said Atlantis was a great land of all kinds of mysteries, as in energy, crystals, the technology, the intelligence, a great place with spirituality. We walk around from some of the visuals I've seen of mass meditation, people working, focusing. Everybody was on some kind of a spiritual quest and the ideal of themselves, but also teaching others. It was just like crazy. Then when you start getting into the whole thing, it's just one question after another. And then when you answer those questions, he's pulling you even deeper into the situation, into the subject. And I was sort of looking at the idea of these. Also, there was things about great, there was a, it's the idea of wonders. And actually, when you see the movie Atlantis, The Lost Empire, I think it's a Disney movie, it shows that they have these weird exotic animals too as well. It's almost like flying squids, like that. So that's what that was, what was using our bases on to actually look at the situation and look at Bigfoot. And the idea of Bigfoot is actually a creature that was actually in Atlantis. And then people have actually, you know, traced it back that maybe Bigfoot was also the creature we saw in Star Wars as the Wookiee, which actually was just a hairy beast. But in his cell, you know, but he also was domesticated, so therefore he had nice hair. He didn't stink. Then we look at the Loch Ness Monster, which is a, and most people think it's an extinct dinosaur, which obviously it's ever found. It's the idea of extinct dinosaurs. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, I want you all to give us a call in here. Give us your theories on the whole thing, because actually some of the books I've read too, and actually some of the information we've had with people who come on the show, is Atlantis went through three periods. And also if you look at Egypt, Egypt also had three periods. The Old Kingdom, the Middle Kingdom, and the New Kingdom. And it's also focusing on the idea that Atlantis had its own periods too as well. Rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall. When you look at Egypt, and the things they've gone through, they've even had dark periods. So the idea of looking at a situation like that, Atlantis might be going through their dark period too when they actually ride. Or maybe it's just the idea of them coming together of looking at all these things coming back, which showing that they all do exist and that kind of stuff too as well. God, I want to sneeze. Is anybody else out there having any problems with allergies too? Call in and do the whole free thing. Yes. So they sit here talking to people they walk by, so therefore this, speaking of friends, Christina. Hey. Oh, really? So flowers are. So, if you want to give us a call, do so at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-740-50863. Are you coming to my website? www.psychicxtrayman.com. Or contact me to my email at psychicxtrayman@live.com. So therefore, I was sitting there going over some things anyway. And we're also here broadcasting live from the Calamity Kites Cafe. We have coffee, kites, and whatever flies. Okay, so therefore that's at 934 Manitou Avenue, Suite 105, Manitou Avenue, Colorado. If you want to give a call and get more information about this and what she actually does have here, call 719-368-7265. Okay, we're also on Facebook, Calamity Kites, and you can also go to Calamity Kites at yahoo.com. Whoa. Yes, we have some kids in here now. They're actually flying kites. No, that's actually a balloon of my ex-wife. She likes to ride brooms. Anyway.
Look at this.
That's my brother. You should see my brother. It is funny. I love when people say, you don't know. Yes, we do know. I live with my brother for all my life. And he does look like that. He has a big ringworm going around his stomach. So it's kind of weird. So, let's see. Also, this for the fifth caller who calls in today, you will win a 45-minute reading. Whoa. You have hot Toto? Okay. Well, tell everybody who you are. Because everybody can hear you right now.
Hello.
Well, I'll say it louder. Don't feel sick. Don't feel like that's like one of the things people have a lot of times. I've had people come on the show and they just kind of freak up. I have to speak up so they can actually hear you. So what's your name?
Yeah.
How do you spell your name? All right.
S-A-R-I.
How's that spelled? I know, but they don't. Also, we're sitting there trying to inform everybody. So it's a different name. I haven't heard it before until I met you. Okay, maybe I have heard it. Oh, you what? Okay, I know that name. Let me ask you a question. So what's your feelings on Atlantis? No, we're actually doing the show today where we're actually asking people, do you believe in Atlantis? Is it one of those things that actually happened, or does it still exist? We just don't.
I think it's something that actually happened.
Well, actually, I had a show on the situation where it was like coming up with facts that actually prove the Atlantis could actually still exist right now with a flourishing civilization. They were talking about crystals and the idea of creating force fields and the idea of protection, realizing that if one person asks a question, okay, why would they build, why do people always assume they're under the ocean? It's because they want to be mysterious to the point where they don't associate with a human being. So it was, the question was, why do they build on the ocean? I said, well, if you look at a force field and the idea if you create equal resistance between the outer and the inner, mm-hmm. it's actually a very strong structure. It can't be penetrated. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's also got a lot of flexibility. Yeah, well, it's like Star Trek, too. They have force fields that actually keep, like when they have a structure breach, they have a force field that pops into place to keep everybody else safe until they fix it. Really fix that, but you could also walk in and out of that force field on certain kinds of levels. So a person can actually force field around their civilization and just pop in anytime they wanted to as well. Come in and come out.
And it'll make it safe. You all remember, of course, Monkey.
They were over yesterday, yeah.
Well, yesterday, of course, but the biosphere, you can actually get online.
Mm-hmm. A little tiny world? Yes.
But I'm saying
they still thrive. Yeah.
And they still continue to procreate.
Do they play volleyball too?
Oh, that's
awesome. So you really want to study this?
Oh,
so these are different sea monkeys. They've actually evolved. Now they're just like little guys with briefcases going to work. That's the 21st century. Yeah. Well, it's more of a cool blue, you know. I've seen those before. I didn't think they were still around. Oh, here, Mushroom Mondays, which is actually where my shop's at, right across from Mushroom Mondays. They have got a thing called the Myth Closet Psychic. So drop by and visit sometime. But they used to have sea monkeys in there. No.
Yeah, it's
very amazing. Oh, yeah, little
egg. Mm-hmm.
Egg? But the sea monkeys were like in a little container. You just pour them in there. And
that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, really? No, that's the 70s, right? So now they just lay around a bag. Speaking of bags, did you see Alonzo come in here a while ago?
Yeah.
She's interesting.
Oh,
yeah, I used to have a shop with her. That was my partner. See, there's a sea monkey here right now.
Mom, you know that's not
tell you. Does anybody else have any problems with their freaking sinuses, man? I was like, jeez. I woke up this morning, I'm going to sneeze it up on the way to the freaking shop.
Yesterday, I had about like
3 professors
that
always
talk to me. I even had somebody go, do you have a cat in here?
Who was
reading last night?
Who was you giving a reading to?
You think what?
A reading to.
But no, yeah.
What
do you mean, step on you?
Huh?
What do you mean, but
what's your show? Never
mind.
Oh, yeah, make sure she doesn't have a boyfriend, so I expect them to take her.
Okay.
Well, if you ask the questions, I will answer them. Today. Question. What's your question you want to ask?
$9.
The one that you thought about before you asked me the question. You like that answer? That was just too quick, wasn't it?
No.
Blue? You don't like the answer? I just did. See, she was so enthused what she was trying to tell me because she didn't like what I said. I already answered her question. She missed it.
$9.
Now
what color am I thinking of?
She asked me, like, you think about purple again?
No.
Oh, you changed it? I said to her, looked at her, she said, what color am I? I looked at her and I said, that color. And she said, oh, that's wild. How do you know? Because I'm a billion kind of person. But you and you're red.
What color am I thinking of?
There's a lot of red on you. I don't know. You keep changing your mind. Yeah, but you keep changing your mind all the time. Are you?
I already said purple. What's the point of using purple again?
Because some people have a tendency to be tricky about situations and go back to the first color they picked. So therefore, that's what I was thinking you were doing.
So what color am I thinking?
I don't know. I keep getting blue.
What kind of?
Kidding, this is the fake. Am I freaking? Could someone call in right now so we can actually do a reading? Because that.
That would be
wonderful.
What kind of blue?
Blue? I don't know. Soft blue?
No.
Do you know what a soft blue is? Instead of going, you blow softly.
It starts and ends. No.
Not too blue?
No.
Neutron. No, that's not it. That's what last night I was talking to. I was doing a show last night, and someone was asking the question. She was going, that's the same thing with her. What color am I thinking about? I said, the color you thought about before you asked the question. She was like,
what?
What kind of what?
What kind of animal am I thinking?
A wild one?
What kind?
The questions were supposed to be about psychic questions about you, not the idea of testing the psychic. I keep getting a tiger. No tiger?
No,
she's... Oh. We left Bill, yeah?
I have a picture of her. She keeps smiling. She's like, she's in a three hole. And somehow it's not in the background. The tiger.
Oh, really?
It's way like that, so
okay, is it a cat?
No.
Might as well start it small, because you're going to ask the question, what kind of cat? What color is it? Does it have a tail? Huh? Does it howl? No? So it's not a...
No.
You're right. The last wolf I talked to was actually very mean and talkative. She works at the bank.
So, what animal am I thinking of?
What animal am I thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
A real one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not it, dear? Okay, how about this one? Keep getting an animal with a long neck.
It's close. It's close relative to
my ex-wife.
No.
Anyway.
I think it's close relative. It looks almost like a human.
What? Bigfoot. That's an animal, kind of sort of. A gorilla. Chimpanzee. See, when you look at chickens, the chickens, so I understand the short ones. Have you ever seen Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, of course.
It's actually my family reunion when we go back and visit my ex-wife. Anyway. Yeah, I've met my last person I met my ex-wife, they're still on the same side. It drove her crazy. All right, guys, if you want to give a call in here and ask a question, please give us a call at 646-721. Okay, let's do that one more time. 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-0031. If you want to give a call for a private reading, call 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.xjourneyman.com. Or contact me through my email. We also have email readings, too, as well. Whichever's more, whichever's convenient at psychicxjourneyman@live.com. Okay, plus we're also broadcasting live from the Calamity Heights Cafe at 934 Manitou Avenue at Suite Manitou Forever. You know, shop, which is actually on Manitou Avenue. Actually, it's 946 and a half Manitou Avenue. Please do so. It's called the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop. We'd be glad to see you. We like doing readings in person. Here on the show, actually looking for comments and the idea of what you think about Atlantis and does it exist, did it exist, or could it possibly still exist. So give us a call at 646-721-9031. We're sitting here talking to some friends who just come wandering in. And the idea of taking advantage of the fresh cocoa, right? How is it? It's wet. I would say speak up so we can't hear you. Anyway.
What would you say, Megan?
Megan. Did we, that's right. We figured out your animal, didn't we? That's why I can't see her, because she's as red as her hat. Anyway. What? You're already on the air. Everything, you can hear us. If you want to come to us, flowers. Somebody flowered me. So, therefore, what we got here? Give us a call, guys. Waiting for someone to call in. We still got an hour and 23 minutes and 46 seconds. It's also 12:36 p.m. Mountain Time here in Manitou Avenue, Manitou Springs, Colorado. And today is November 9th, 2013. The year is about over. Now you guys feeling about the whole situation. We're going into the Christmas season. So you're going to give your family some gifts or just punch them? You know? No, because we're sitting to look at the situation of angels and God and archangels, past life readings, we do those too as well, past life regressions, angel card readings, palm readings. So we do all those in my shop too at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue. So come join us if you're actually touring or you're a tourist who's just coming to town. You're vacationing here in Colorado and you can hear us broadcasting and you're looking for somewhere to go, man, come on down. We're also doing the same thing here in the shop where you can ask one question. Before you get a shot, you're actually going to get a private reading or not. And right now we're having a special here at the shop. As we're doing our live show, as we always do every day, it's like you can get an angel card reading and a palm reading for $30. And if you bring a friend with you, you have a price. So instead of $60, it's only $35, or $45. Well, I'm losing my freaking. So give us a shot down here, okay? We also got some things going on down here at the Calamity Kite Shop. It's actually Calamity Kite Cafe. There's actually percentages off on everything here. She's having sales, and there's so the products here are almost 50% off. So come down and check it out. She has antique furniture, pictures, kites, anything you can think of, basically, enjoy. So we're sitting here talking to them. Me too, because yesterday it was one call after another. One call after another. It's all kinds of stuff going on. I was very surprised, too. A what? Yeah, I actually made over $80 yesterday here. I only did two readings for two couples. And I took advantage of the special. $30 for a Polynesian car reading, and then your friends is half price. So everybody likes that. It's only $45 instead of $60. Even though we like to have the $60, we're compromised. Where you live at? Yeah, they don't. Well, you don't have to tell them if you don't want to.
But
they wonder, they actually cross. Was it one town that wasn't there?
Yes, we were. No.
No. She doesn't have, she doesn't need any more sugar? Well, I know. Like, there wasn't really nothing there until, like, the 50s. At least there used to be a gas station. Where are you from? Where are you from?
Yeah.
Originally? I think you have past lives come out from town to town, too, as well. There's, oh, okay. Seattle. So what's Seattle like? Is it really soggy?
Soggy or foggy?
Well, it could actually be both. Soggy and foggy.
It doesn't rain as much as what people believe.
Really?
But when it's rain...
Well, it just rains 9 months out of the year. It just doesn't rain continuously 9 months.
If it's so terrible, the first time I ever bought an umbrella is when I first came here to Manistee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
what about the floods with you?
Yeah,
huh. We missed the floods then, really.
No, it was
right. We didn't have flooding in September, were we?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like, maybe you're right.
Well, you had to work, and then when I came home in the morning,
no,
was there was firewood coming down the road. So
funny. Did you get any? Because you want to start a fire?
Well, obviously.
Well, that's why you put that. I said you say debris. I don't say firewood.
But no, you literally thought it was firewood.
Well, I saw that. Well, actually, that first one. Was it the first one or the second one where we actually had debris of in the park of someone's house?
Oh, you're talking about up in
Maryland. Where?
Maryland.
Up in the park.
No, I know,
where are we at?
House.
Yeah, and then there's one that was lodged in there with that little alleyway down there on King.
That's narrow.
That's narrow. Well, they should make it wider. I was kind of wondering if the backside, see, I was trying to backside when you walk down the alley. Before, I don't know what it is now, I haven't been down there.
Oh, no.
But there was back, this bottom, that bottom part were all windows.
You know what's coming.
So I was wondering if actually there's glass actually broke.
Do you remember when I was looking for a new apartment? And I told you, so I was wandering around trying to find some place.
I saw you wandering.
Okay. I had seen us for 11 years. And I walked up and found it. And there was a woman found it in there. I ran all the sandbags. So all the after time, I realized, I'm okay, it's down in fact, we left, but it's like 8 hours, so she explained about flooding.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm telling you this is that everybody kept telling me, don't go up there, don't go up there, you don't want it. And I said, something inside me, I need to go up.
That's Lover's Lane, right?
No, that's way higher than
that. Oh, is it higher? How did...
That's kind of mean, you can go to Palm Merrill.
Oh, that's when you go past the Crystal Crystal Wizard. Yeah, if you go past the Crystal Wizard, there's a road that goes up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. No. Canada's in front, and then I guess...
Post office
up. Oh, so what you're saying, you go to the post office, then you go up. Well, actually, when you pass the Crystal Wizard, there's a street right there, right behind it. It goes up.
Oh, then you'll farther up. As far as you go up that road.
That looks narrow.
No, but if you go up and there's a Baptist church... was a very kind couple who said, right past that on the left-hand side, where the Maryland is. So I walk up there, and everyone keeps going, no, 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 don't go there. Get something. They're standing there. And I started talking with her. And I said, John, let me figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Well, then I told her, I go, I really, really don't mean to be rude or unkind, but you have a not from very strong children. And
so how's that rude? Do you want to freak her out?
I didn't want to get first. You know, I have somebody on your doorstep.
Well, that's true. Usually, it's when you come in and you talk for a while, and you at least lift a week at least before you say, "Oh, you have a ghost."
So, but what was useful about it, and I'm very, very thankful and grateful, is that she looked me and she goes, "Talked in that Arizona fire that was down there."
Are you in there?
The hot spot.
Oh, really?
I don't know. There were 14 firefighters that died in fire about like 4 months
ago. Oh, really?
And so she's that,
I didn't know that.
Terrible, but she starts speaking and they just call the baby.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I get to the breaking point. Gotta go.
Are you
So was he killed there, too?
He was in that fire.
And he came back?
Of
course. Was popped in.
But he took and blew that spot. And after having a good laugh for the PM today.
Right.
And after 2 years, he stopped. You know, I'm in the middle of the zone, and everything happens. The only thing, and I need to dare. Only one step too much that everybody around me
lost everything. Well, not lost everything, but yeah.
But just one step too much and you're up on this one.
Can you imagine dying and then actually pop in and hear your mom's going, okay? I'm not fine.
Well, he was cutting
wood. That's kind of crazy because there was a lot of water came down that freaking hill. That road. And it actually took that a lot of, it opened it up more, they said.
Well, I'm just saying, but I was blessed to put the house
in the storm.
Yeah,
I know. Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy when you do that kind of thing, because that's the same thing. It's like going to Ruston. I was sitting there looking for places for it. And I just started to go hiking, and I said, I think I was going home. Something kind of telling me to keep going. And when I left that one thing, and it was a house for rent. And I was like, oh, nice place, too. I kind of like it myself, but it's kind of hard to leave the Barker house right now because I only pay the rent. Because I'm actually wanting to try to get the rent, half of this, and keep mine. So we got that one there and here and be everywhere. Yeah, I already got some insights on the whole thing. Everybody says you can do it, but it'll be a struggle. Why not? Next destination, Old Colorado City. Actually, I was focusing on the metaphysical thing, the metaphysical shop. Where you actually have
a... Are you vegetarian? What? Are you vegetarian? Yeah. Yeah, I was right. Well, no.
Vegetarian.
I know all the big
ones. I'm sorry, I got to go kill a turkey sometime, you know? I can't. Just eat veggies all the time.
Yeah, this is all organic stuff.
Do you want to send it over the whole thing? Go, if you give us a call in here, guys. We're waiting for callers to call in. 646-721-9031. We've actually said, hello. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's going down? So therefore, give us an insight to what's going on. We're doing a show today on Atlantis. But we're also taking calls, and we're taking callers to answer questions. So 92 Springs, Colorado, that is. We're also doing the same thing. Come in, sit down. You can ask a free question before you decide if you want to do a private reading. So give us a call at 646-721-9031. Or you can give us a call. We do private readings, too, at 740-500-8863. So you had any more experiences like that? Huh? Sorry, night. Have you had any more experiences like that? I'm pretty sure you have. I mean, what's the one that stands out the most?
The card that I have sitting in my window. Right now.
You have a car?
Card that has
one. Oh, a card. I was like, how do you get that freaking thing in the house?
This is just one of many.
Oh, you have a lot of cars in your house. Okay.
No, as far as my cars.
You live at a car lot? That's what you mean.
There's just strange things that happen.
Well, you live in a very old house. Very old house.
Actually, I'm not talking about
this. I know, but I was.
Yeah.
And you got this card.
So I have this card that I bought like about 6 years ago. And I wish I had it in front of me, you know, right now to read it to you, but a dear friend of mine back at home met somebody, not as far as I'm dating, met a woman on the bus. She was going through some trouble in Gloria died well. They started talking with her and I go, well, you can have some troubles this time. She started to say that, yes, I'm very grateful. God being watching what she's doing and trying to be creative. And she goes, and I, for some reason, I went through my pain because I was talking to her. And 2 days prior, I had put that card up on the mantle. And she goes, but I bought this card. It had blessings on it.
Uh-huh.
And so I was talking to her, still looking, I got the card. And she goes, so I'm hoping that it gives you some inspiration. And she opened it up, and she read the first four words, and I finished the four, and she goes, God is in it. She had the same card. Father, God is not, so I don't need it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Out of the millions of cards that are out there, we have been dressed in the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
His son's actually doing very well. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Crazy stuff. I don't know. It's like I have experiences all the time.
Happens
all the time to me. It doesn't make you anything better than anything else. So, yeah, that was the thing about this one, Rab. Asking stupid questions. He just nonchalantly said, and she goes, hey, I see that you don't ask, you don't really answer stupid questions like, what color are your panties and that kind of stuff. I said, no, I don't. And she goes, well, just hypothetically, what color mine? And I looked at her and it said they're pink and white. And she's like, I gotta go. I said, why? She goes, because that's creepy because that's true. I said, well, never ask if you don't want to answer. I mean, it's one of those.
I know.
Well, I told my friend, she was like, why not? I said, how would you feel if you've been tested since you were 19 years old? Why have you known about your bachelor's ability since you were 10? You know?
Thank you.
Still get people going, oh, something, what the hell's wrong with you? The idea of the situation and all that kind of craziness. But then again, why do you want to test me? Why do you want to waste your time? Why do you want to waste your money? I want to see if you're real. Okay, go ahead and test me. Ice cream. And it's kind of one of those things where you go, that's just weird. I had a lady do that one night, and she was drunk. And I wasn't. And then she jumped my ass, and I threw that back. I said, why don't you take your little silly ass out of here? And he had drilling and that kind of stuff like that. I want to hear it. I just went off, and she was like, well, you're just a bastard. And then she called me back a half hour later and apologized. She goes, I understand how it's, you know, the ideal of putting you on the spot. I said, what's putting you on the spot? It's the ideal. Right now, you see what happens with when you're psychic. Well, I think me personally, when you're psychic and that kind of stuff, you evolve. So, therefore, you can't test me no more. You have to give me, if you want to test, ask her a question. My guys will sit there and go, okay, what's my name? Okay, if you don't know your name, you got more problems than we can help you with. You know? So it's like, you know, they're laughing. They're not laughing at you. They're just laughing because they're like, here you have a perfect opportunity to get the answers you're looking for, and you're playing games. You know? Here's do this. Let's do this. I have a question right now. Mm-hmm. So I want you to get a picture of this person helping out the class. Can you do that? I'm just saying, if you're going to run back and forth. I'm just saying, if you're sitting here, and all of a sudden you get a freaking impression or something like that, let us know what's going on. Okay, area code 928, welcome to the show. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm calling from Arizona. My name is Alfina.
You're calling from Arizona? You're actually close to where we're at right now.
What was that?
We're in Manitou Springs, Colorado, so we're pretty close to you in Arizona.
Okay.
Hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your name?
Alfina.
I heard it the first time, but okay. So how can we help you today? Did you want to ask a question?
Whatever advice or whatever you can pick up on love and relationship.
You're in a relationship or you want a relationship? Mike? Hello? Drop the call. I'm just like, okay. She seemed like she was distracted. Well, now we have another caller.
Hello.
Area code 856. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Laura.
So how can we help you, Laura? Welcome to the show.
Are you giving readings?
That? Yes, we are giving readings. I have a friend out here today.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you're... What? Hello?
Oh, no. All I said was ask. Go ahead and ask a question.
Oh.
You want me to pick up? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I was just wondering if you're picking up anything about a move for me with my career, with a job.
You're asking a question about your job. You want to know?
Yeah.
So you're focused on the idea of a career. You're talking about career advancement and moving, right?
Right.
Moving and career advancement. The thing I think of the most is the idea of a person who needs to really focus. Not because you're not. It's just the idea you need to follow through with the things that your attorney knows you should do. Because you get a lot of really positive feelings about the whole thing. She's what?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
No, it's just the idea of a lot of pressure. Almost like the point you have a tendency to put too much pressure on you, on yourself.
Yeah.
That's the idea of trust. When I said focus, it's the idea of focusing on the idea of your intuition's kicking in and it's actually, you got a lot of information coming through that you need to listen to yourself.
Okay.
So it's just one of those things. Well, things have a tendency to flow when you relax and just let it happen. I get your attention, you will be moving soon.
Okay.
Now that you were going to say something, so I paused for a moment. But yeah.
No, I'm just not really sure what that means. If I'm staying put or if I'm going to be moving on to another position.
I keep getting the impression of moving on. I'll see a move in about 2 months too as well.
Moving house-wise, moving into the house or.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you living? I'm not going to come visit, but I'm saying.
I'm in New Jersey.
What do you live in? Do you live in a house now? Because I feel like something different.
No, I'm in an apartment, but I'd like to get a house.
Yeah, because when you said that, I got the impression of a house, but I also got a three-bedroom.
Oh, that's what I want. Yeah, I do definitely want a three-bedroom house.
There's somebody in there. It says private, but it is a bathroom. Do you want to ask a question? Go right ahead. I'm just saying. Okay, I got you. No problem. I'm just saying, with your situation, we have people directing a live show from a cafe and a kite shop. So there's things in the background you're going to hear, and I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Anyway, but with your situation, it's the ideal of
People get kind of crazy with the situation, but when you listen to your intuition, you're tapping into your own guides and angels, and they're guiding you in the direction you should go into. You get a position higher up than where you're at now. See that coming soon, almost like before the holidays. Well, as we're going into holidays, I think we're already at, depends on your perception of holidays. I feel like we're already in holiday season.
Is it a permanent position, or would it be a long-term contract?
I keep getting, it'll be a long-term contract. Is somebody in there now? There'll be a long-term contract.
It will be a long, okay. That sounds great. Thank you.
It just shows a lot of things happening for you right now, the idea of expansion, increase, moving on. So you're going to be leaving
good.
The life you've been going on, but in the process of leaving that life, your life is going to change drastically.
Good, because I'm ready for that to happen.
Okay, well, it's one of those situations where I have to get at it. If it's going to happen, getting information, confirming things, so make it happen. Because you've already put the intention
okay.
out there. Things are going to fall into place very quickly for you, the more you focus on the outcome that you want. Not the only people, that's the wrong filter in and the idea was focusing on what you can't.
Okay. I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
Oh, you're welcome. Call us back and see how it goes, okay?
I will. Thanks. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. 928. Let's see. 928. Here you go. Welcome to the show.
Yes,
how are
hello.
You?
Yes, sorry. I got, like, disconnected.
I was thinking for a minute. I was like, okay, was it something I said?
No. I didn't hear, like, what you said.
How y'all doing today? Doing great. You're live on the radio. Anyway, we're having people walk by and that kind of thing. So just focus, 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 that kind of stuff. I think there's somebody in there. Megan, is there somebody in there? Do you know?
Hello?
You're psychic? I hear you. I'm centered. I guess somebody is in there. I could have sworn somebody was. Anyway, what was your question before? Because I was focusing on how to do with relationships for you.
I was just wondering what you pick up on love and relationships.
So you want a relationship and love too, huh? Wow.
No, I'm just wondering what you pick up or what I should know, you know?
Oh, no, I understand. I was just joking. You can have love in a relationship. Don't watch television. Let's ask one question for you. Okay, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
That was kind of interesting when you asked the question. So
what was that?
I did. The class was turning out as a difficulty picking something that's coming in.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear what you're saying. It just keeps cutting, like, in and out.
I know, and I can't figure out why. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
No, I said I felt like somebody coming in for you. Yeah, I do have a relationship in about 2 months. It hasn't happened yet. That's what I was asking about.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. Hello?
I said I saw something in as a new relationship in 2 months.
And that's it? Like, that's all you pick up as just that?
What's that?
That's the only thing that you pick up?
Yeah, because that's what I was asking about. What were you in now? Because I feel like the one coming in, I guess you would say the one you're in now is something I feel like is going to be two people parting ways. What's his name?
I don't want to give his name.
You can't give me a first name?
Could I just give you an initial?
Sure.
A D.
A D?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So that's, but then I was actually picking up on, since you won't, at least I try, I won't say it either, but it was the one with a D. Interesting. Yeah, I was there before where I actually got the impression of two people parting ways coming in. Yeah, don't say too much. You know, we in November, right? November. I see a new relationship. That's what I was saying. I'm not really sure what's going on with this one, but it doesn't really give me the information about the one you're presently in. It keeps talking about something coming back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vacation.
What was that?
It shows a lot to the present relationship that you're in.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you for, you know.
No problem. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Get the road, dude. Anyway. Yeah, it's like it's amazing when you bring information out for people and they look at you going, no, this is my favorite and I don't like it because I think it's bullshit, okay? There's people calling and they won't get people's first name. His name is Dave, but I want him to know it's him. I hate to say sweet, but there's probably about 20 million Daves. And it's like the idea if you keep focusing on the idea of someone finding out, they will anyway. You know, questions of relationships, you're asking a question on a live radio. The relationship she's on now. Something new coming in. To the point. Answers. Well, you didn't ask a question. You asked a hypothetically question, which was actually about a real situation. But she wasn't taking it seriously, so therefore you get a serious question. As a serious answer. Pretty packed in here, guys, at the Calamity Kites Cafe. Huh? Why? Because you got in trouble?
No, not at
all. I'm just asking a question.
They're well behaved.
Really?
They enjoy their freedom.
They have freedom and discipline at the same time? That's good. That's better than saying. Yeah. I would love for this girl to call back in 2 months and say, oh, you know something, the relationship stopped in that way. You know, separate way. If you listen to the call when she was sitting there talking, because if you have the call, it's been... Was she being cut out? Like communication, it felt like it was more like a communication on his side. She was like, okay. Maybe it's more of a lack of communication with herself, too, as well. The ideal chanting, having a chanting life. Wow. God, with a child. Well, my favorite word is awe. Live life in awe. Not in Oz. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, people say, how can you keep doing the same thing over and over again? You know, you got to get bored with it. I said, well, it's not the same everything every day. It's different people, different situations. Sure, you'll see some hypothetical things, but... Yeah, the idea of watching people light up and the idea of getting these realizations right in front of you, that kind of thing was great. But there's some people... But the people that drive you crazy the most is the idea of that call you there to know. You just confirmed it for you. Now they want to sit there and really resist it. No, 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 no. Don't know what you're talking about. No, 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 I do. You're just not listening. So it's like the idea of going, that's kind of rude. I was like, what? You didn't want to say something? You can get that. You come to the wrong place. But you know what? When you look at people and say, you're coming here to what you want to hear,
you've been doing that for yourself. What else can we say? Need someone to snap you out of it and say, okay, stop doing that. We had yesterday, we were talking about the idea of relationships, and I think some of these girls are going to have to get a backbone. Hey, you know something? You're foolish. Snap out of it. Look at me going, yeah. Oh, you see, somebody said it. Now you're saying the thing again. I focus on the letter and then going beyond. But if I had my choice, the thing that would work with the most would be relationships by coaching. I like doing the readings because I actually use areas when I do like coaching to point things out deeper into a subject. But oh, really? Get the shit out of here?
How about like me too?
Well, don't get me one now. You may be one later. If you want to buy me one, I can give you. I can't leave because I got everything wired. Have a good conversation. What are you going to do, dance for us? If you want. Telling me you shouldn't. I just lost the link. Okay. So what did I say? How you doing? What's up? Your favorite person today? There's a lot of texting going on. Real quick, you can anytime. You can slow it down. You have to run. Do it. Oh, really? What's that mean? So my mom said the same thing. You're my son. I'm like, do I have to really tell anybody that? Jeez. One go. Are you psychic too? Don't think so. You're not psychic then if you don't know. No, she said, he's his mom's son. I'm like, okay. Yeah, and people. Conventional, so I have to have a little more. What are you talking about? Thing, you know? Yeah. Any kind of impressions or something happened that's unexplainable? No, I was sitting there talking to your mom about where she's always guided to go to people and tell them things and do something like that. Plus, I was also talking to a lady yesterday who has a who refuses. She takes. She's all crazy. She doesn't want to also have a tendency to resist that whole thing. It's like, okay, no, Mom, you're crazy. So what if she keeps calling you crazy? Because she doesn't want to admit that she has her own abilities, which we all reflect back and forth to each other. Anyway, what do you say, man? I'm pretty sure you can appreciate that. Here, never mind. Anyway, women. You have noticed women, right? Girls.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay. Nice little senior backside. Anyway, I don't know if we can say ass on the air, but not to freak you out on that because your other sister refused to talk because she found that she was actually laughing. Yeah. I'm just saying, just look casual like you're just talking to your senior. Yeah, it's cool. Where you just talk. So that, thank you.
Yeah.
You got to put you in the right mode, you know. That's why I'm taking situation. Nice. And all of a sudden something gets real comfortable, and I just can't shut up. It's like right now. So it's just one of those things. I was just, your mom has had some experiences to actually share. I just figured maybe you had some experience of your own, or maybe you experienced something that was, but at the same time, made a lot of sense.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. That'd be a crazy situation too, right? You know, if you came into a situation where you just started talking about it, you probably would tell us a lot of that. Okay, tell us about your mom. Is she really crazy? No, she's... Don't worry about it, man. She's right here. No idea? This is the time we actually go, okay, there's a time call. Because we're sitting there going over the whole thing and just like, what's up? But lots of readings from it's interesting. One thing I don't like people, well, some people do give readings, sometimes they're too vague. You're going to meet somebody. Okay, thanks. I think I could have figured that out on my own. Because I meet people all the time. But, or they're blonde. I always think God has a sense of humor. Because some people say to me, you're going to do this when I was back in Ohio. Right? And goes, you're going to meet a dark-haired girl with green eyes who works at a cafe, like a coffee shop. I said, okay. So I went uptown. And I said, you got to give me more. She goes, okay, it's on the corner of a street, like a corner. I went uptown. I actually found 4 coffee shops on the corner of the street. And I found a girl with dark hair and green eyes, every one of them. I was sort of going, okay, that's not funny. I mean, I still almost feel like spirits are laughing at me, going, now that's funny. He's going all over freaking town looking for that girl. I said, I never want to do this again. And they know I did it again. And luckily, it was a couple cafes that actually shut down, so I knocked it down to 2. I also feel like when you have connections like that, too, there should be something mutual where I don't have to sit there and do all the work. And I didn't get nothing. I didn't really get a feeling with anybody.
Yeah.
It's just a pain in the ass. Anyway.
I don't think I've actually
got to get it. Or else my thing is, I talk to people and they're talking about the readings they got. Everything was just right. This and that. I said, where's this person at? I need to go to somebody who can actually give me a freaking reading. And then I got my other friend over here, Heather. I've got readings with her, and it's like I feel like there's more of a connection between the two. She does reading. Okay, she'll do a reading for me, but if the cards have anything to do with relationships that she wants to avoid, she avoids that whole side of the freaking reading. So I'm like, it's business. I said, really, I asked for the reading because it's on a relationship, but she won't even go there. I said, you know something, you can't be a real good reader if you can be impartial. Just give me a thing. Maybe commit means something totally different. But it sure brought out her fears going, no commitment. I said, really, you wonder how come you keep finding these guys who have a commitment problem? It started with you. But she says, no. I said, yes. That's the only thing you got to do with women, that you got to speak your mind. Because if you try to convince something that doesn't exist, or does exist, you need to be true to yourself when you say, because I've done her before. Well, I didn't say it right. I've actually talked to her before, and it was just kind of crazy. But I was there to talk to her, and I could see, you know, when you sit there and talk to people, talk to girls, you can see certain things in their faces, and you can see how they react. There's certain things girls can't do. They can't face blushing.
Yeah.
And their body language says something. So it's kind of funny how they come back and say, no, you're reading it wrong. When they didn't even first place, it's reacting. That blushing thing gets me all the time. And I'm pretty blunt, so I have a tendency to say whatever's in my mind, no matter where I'm at. She was like, okay, you have a filter. I said, filters are for liars.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So you feel kind of awkward? It's okay. Well, I'm just sitting here going, usually, like yesterday, we had calls, like almost like 8 or 9 calls. Okay, this is great. And when you're going, the time was up, and the show was ending. They actually have a project that comes in 60 seconds before the show ends, and I'll start counting down. But I'm going, today. So this last week, she was like, okay. And I told her exactly what was really going on, and she sat there and told me, where am I going to go? Or she wouldn't give me the guy's name. I said, I want his name and address. You know, just give the first name. I'm sure his name is Dave, which is kind of funny because I was actually thinking of Dave, a D name. So she said, well, so she gave me a D. I'm like, okay. That kind of comes everything I just told her. She was still like hesitant. Because she wants this relationship to work. She doesn't really want to work. She's supposed to sit there. This is real. And every time I've seen this before where a girl defends the relationship, it usually isn't a relationship.
Yeah. I'm a pastor. It's stupid, to be honest with you. Like, she go back to October, before October.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At the end of September, September 26th, she broke up the boyfriend. October 1st, that's right.
Okay.
You're fine. October 3rd comes around.
Sorry.
October 3rd comes around. We actually start dating.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 weeks ago, October 3rd all the way to October 17th, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fine, I guess. But then, out of the blue, she just sent me a text and just saying she can't do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why? And swore up and down, you know. I mean, she said she wasn't over ex-boyfriend. I was like, okay, that's understandable. You didn't look that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
She swore up and down she wasn't going to go back out with him, you know. Never going to do this, never going to do that, not even, you know,
right.
Not talk to me. But they talked every single day, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like a week ago, last weekend on Saturday, she made the status on Facebook saying that they're back together. I'm like,
yeah.
Thanks, you know. I mean, and she... I still like being friends, but it's kind of not necessarily rubbing my face with it. She just kind of says things like,
"All right,
oh yeah, hey, check out this picture of me with my boyfriend." Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks for the kick in the shins, huh? No, I did. I just had one like that too. Where a girl walked up to me and said she's scared of me, and then she doesn't want to pursue a friendship anymore. I'm like, all I said was, "Hi, how you doing?" Where'd all this come from, you know? And I'm sitting there watching her, too. And that was the confusing part, because I know girls pretty well, the idea, because I work with them a lot. And it's like watching somebody who's talking to you, but not reacting. I'm scared of you, but she doesn't react like a person who's scared of anybody. You know, she's playing the game. And it's the thing I don't like either, because I've actually done this before, where a girl will sit there and do certain things and say, "Hey, let's be friends." And I'm like, "No. You were a lousy girlfriend. Why do you think you're going to be a good friend?" You know, you didn't follow through. You didn't do anything you wanted to do. So I have that freaking quality with my friends, too. They don't lie to me. And that was the hardest part, too, to sit there and know somebody's lying to you. At the same time, you don't like liars. What do?
Yeah.
I think you kick them in the shins. That's just my opinion, anyway. So don't take it to heart. Don't go out there and start kicking your boyfriends or your girlfriends in the shins. But I do think we need to speak our mind. There's a more respect for it.
And that's just, yesterday around 11 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I have a pipe speak for a college class, and we go on a break. And this girl, and she,
uh-huh.
And I walk up to her and started talking to them. And she's a senior in high school, not a junior in high school. And she started talking to me. And she said, I don't remember exactly what she said, but she said something about her face. And I was like, well, at least it's a good face, right? And then she said, well, that's one way to compliment. And I said, yeah. And she said, at least it's better than what the other guys are complimenting her. Like, the other guys were like, oh, hey, man, my features, yeah, more or less, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that, not only do I have respect for females, I have respect for myself as well. All
right.
And she said, is that your attempt to get my number? And I was like, well.
Is it working?
She said, what? After she said that, she said, it's working, so.
Oh, there we go. Well, I use it when you get a conversation going on like that and they're opening up to you, even if you're, you know, cracking jokes. It's a conversation. And it's usually going to go somewhere. That's the one? That's the junior? Oh, which one are you talking about? Oh, okay. Wow. Let me say it again. Anyway.
I had her on my phone, she gave me a number, talking, and she's pretty cool.
I actually seen that a couple times too lately, where older girls are dating younger guys. No, I see her as more of a, you know, like my terminology from the picture you showed me was actually really damn hot. So therefore, look at that situation and look at yourself in the ideal, going, yeah.
But the way I feel to deal with it before she left, started to lock out. And no, while we were in the process of talking, all the other guys came around.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And the way that I feel it was before she left, I grabbed her hand, shook her hand, it was very nice to kiss you. And I kissed her hand. And all the other, you know, she was all blushing there, trying to hide it.
Yeah, I like that guy. Original, man.
And she, I mean, you don't see anybody doing that anymore that way.
I know. That is one of the things about the whole thing is just give me your number, just go. And they're like, no. When you sit here and talk to them and that kind of stuff. And I guess it was, my thing is you treat them like a person.
Yeah.
These other guys are, like you said, they're like almost like swarming buzzards, you know.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a ridiculous situation.
All the other guys swarm, I just kind of float.
Yeah, but it's the idea of the agenda. I always, you know, my focus too is like that too. Like I go, I'll see her all the time, and when I walk up to her, I'll sit here and say, she turned around. One day she was turned around. She was working at a concession stand. She was turned around. So I said, God, it's dark in here. So she turns around. I said, there you go. Just bright place like no one else. You know, the ideal, spread those angel wings, just lighten the whole place up. And she was just like, she didn't say nothing. But I think the ideal, the smile on her face, and she blushed too, is going, it wasn't until later on she looked at me and she goes, you really have to say things like that. I said, I only say things I mean. So therefore, I'm just saying and expressing. I said, I have the right to express myself, right? She goes, oh, yeah. Yes, you like me expressing myself.
She's been talking. She actually is not like in consideration, but they're like complicated, you know, straight to the point, straightforward. And then,
yeah, that's a keeper.
And then, she's not like a pretty girl who's afraid to get her hands dirty. She doesn't mind working on the bar. I think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Comic-Con is?
Not really.
Comic-Con is like a big gathering for comics with
comedians. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. No.
That's what I'm just saying for you. May 31st. And I've been talking to her, and she said that she's going. Now I'm going with her, so...
That's kind of bad because I'm in the comedy business, the whole freaking thing. I didn't. How does that feel like? Okay, it was just the way it was asked. I didn't catch it in the first place. Okay, now I do because I've actually gone. I think they have a website too, don't they? Yeah, I've been on the website, so I was like, boy, do I feel stupid? Or the word sheepish? I don't know.
But yeah, she's
quite the woman. Heck yeah, man. I've had some friends like that too. I had a friend where now she moved to Finland. The country, and it was one of those things of how people go to extents to get away from people, but she actually went to another country, and I was like, I miss my friend, I'm really ticked off because I miss my friend, because she loves Star Trek, and I wanted to sit down with her and talk about these last two Star Trek movies, which actually the first one was good, the second one was, it was just too much thrown into a freaking movie, because I know the characters, I understand the paradox here, okay, I understand that. But, and they did a reversal where instead of Spock dying or going through the situation, Captain Kirk went through the whole thing, so they reversed that whole thing. And they actually gave everybody what they wanted, because when they did the Wrath of Khan, the original one, Spock died. Well, they brought him back in some sequels, but they didn't want Spock to die like that. They wanted him to somehow, something happens at the end of the movies where everybody, it's a happy ending and that kind of stuff, which it kind of kills the sequel thing. But they gave him the ending they wanted to. So you're looking at the last movie they just made. Where can you go with it? You pretty much stuck everything in. So I was like, okay, I remember Khan. Khan was, yes, he was found on the ship. That was, they were all in standard animation. But you never seen that part. All of a sudden, Khan like filtered into the freaking. He's in the. I won't say the collective, but that's actually the Borg. But he's basically he's part of the how come I can't think about this? Starfleet. He's actually part of Starfleet. He gets into the whole thing and does this, all this crazy stuff. And Spock. I mean, these guys are actually in their younger days. And Captain Kirk originally didn't meet Khan until he was like in his 30s. So that kind of threw the whole thing off. I was like, where are they going to go with this? But at the same time, as I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about this girl. It'd be great to sit down and talk to her and see her insights, because this is a girl I used to have conversations with for 10 hours. A shot. Every time we would talk, we would never talk in less than 10 hours. And when we actually first met each other, it was really expensive. And then as we sit and go on, progression happened. We finally started getting these plans where you could actually talk forever. So that was interesting in itself. Tina. Yeah, you should come back here and say hello. We're actually live on the radio. Yes. It's justice. Well, yeah, we're actually talking. I could have said it. It's actually on the internet. It's on Blog Talk Radio. BlockTalkRadio.com, and this the name of the show is actually Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Roundtable. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
You guys should say hi to the world. You're actually live on the radio. I've always wanted to say that too, and it was kind of cool when this all came up, because I was sitting one day going, I want to do radio, and I found this website saying, you want to do radio? I'm like, so weird.
Sounds justice.
I never get to see him anymore since Lily's kind of mad at me. I don't know why. Some days I would like to figure it out. Huh? So she can what? How you doing? What's up? How are you? You sleepy? I know, I want to go home and get a pillow. Pillow. You're like your freaking mom, you know that? She ignores me like that, too. Oh, you didn't see her. He looked at me twice. I'm sitting there going, you've been hanging out with your mom too long. Yeah, she said she's mad at me right now, so I was like, she's weird. It's like this. I don't like people who sit there and tell me one thing and think about it. It's totally different. People don't realize, okay, if you're psychic, that is true. But she also has a tendency to let a lot of things in that she shouldn't let in. She has to set boundaries, and she can do that. She says, this is what she does. She has a tendency to set boundaries with people that she shouldn't set boundaries like she does, and set boundaries with people she should. See, what's your bird? See ya. Ciao. Justice. Justice. No, he's not talking. Oh, he's talking the bird. I love Missy too, but it has nothing to do with that bird. It's my daughter. I like your bird. Don't get me wrong. Do you know what Lanza is? She was in here earlier. She does readings and stuff too as well. So, Tina, up there we're doing a radio show, and I've been working in here, taking on half the rent, and still keeping my shop. It's that when it gets really cold in there, I have an alternative here. Yeah, and tell Lily I said hi. It's like the idea of looking at somebody going, I miss her. I miss him. So I will talk to you as you're zooming at the door.
My phone's battery dead.
You know, Facebook is one of those places that you should stop getting on. Facebook sucks, okay? I don't want to hear about people going, I'm brushing my teeth. Who cares? Anyway. I have a hole in my jeans. I'm going, okay, good for you. Let's see what she does. Hey, if she leaves, you just acquired a bird. What would your mom think? Okay, guys out there, everybody, we got 26 minutes left in the show, so give us a call at 646-721-9031. We can actually get a reading and that kind of stuff. Tina's here with us right now with her bird, Melissa. No, Missy. Missy. And she's, Tina, tell everybody who you are. Who are you?
I'm a
she's speechless.
Woman.
She's a medicine woman. You should see her, man. She's got these feathers and stuff and this weird out looking outfit. You should come down and see us down at the store. Down here at the Calamity Kite Cafe. Come on down. Anyway, so you do a lot of healings and stuff?
Yes.
Are you a professional?
Professional, yes.
So like you're taking a situation right now. How's that working?
Good.
That's good.
I'm
just saying.
So I'll let you know when.
Yeah, when we're doing the show, if you got some information you want to give out to people, just.
I don't have one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let us know, because, I mean, the ideal healing and that kind of thing is to take on, too. And it's a totally different. Okay. Well, we'll be waiting for that information when you give it to us, too, as well. Tell them, I don't want to. I don't have to say it a little bit anymore, but it's one of those things where I keep thinking about her all the time. So I miss her, and I was kind of really shocked by a conversation I had with her earlier. So it's like it's almost like telling somebody and saying, you know something, if I said something I shouldn't have said, my thing is like this. If I'm talking to somebody, you know, even if I'm talking about her, that's a conversation between me and that person. And that person went on everything else. Do you guys have any questions back there? Because we're actually live on the radio, so if you actually want to... Yes. Right here? And just, you can ask a question before I try to do a reading. You don't have to do a reading, but we're giving everybody a chance to have a question. No, I actually do everything. So, doing the show, I'm also answering the questions. What's your name? No. Could you come up here? Mandy. And where are you from? Where are you from, Mandy? From the Springs. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Where at in Ohio? I'm actually from Chillicothe.
Really?
Yes. My mom was, I just talked to my sister last, what was it, the third week in October when they had the pumpkin show going on down there. And that kind of stuff. Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, so ask
you
a question.
You ask me a question.
Okay. Am I
going
to be in the next
week? Where
are we
going to
be living?
I can tell you, I'm going to be here. 2 years. That's a lot of variation because a lot of things are going to be happening in that 2 years before you even thinking of being somewhere else.
Okay.
And that's not to sound vague. It just seems like there's a lot. When you look at this, I mean, like, just even with thinking. You.
Me personally?
You personally. Yeah, so very. That's in your life that could actually indicate someone passing on, but it also brings up you too as well of actually showing your strength.
Really?
Because you're a very strong woman, but sometimes you have a tendency to let the world dictate that strength.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so you got to stop doing that. Not because I say so. I'm saying that you've said it to yourself many times.
Yeah.
You've been in situations where you need to speak your mind more. Be very positive.
I do speak my mind, but I do keep some of my strength in. Yeah.
Oh, yes, like I've gone through situations where you kind of hesitate on speaking your mind at that moment because
right.
You don't want to hurt people.
Right.
And I've actually seen situations where if I didn't, past experiences where I didn't speak my mind, that person could have had a quicker realization. So the pain that they were experiencing was their own realization.
Right. Could have been ended earlier if you had a perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what do you do now?
Just looking at me like, what the hell are you doing? I'm a stay-at-home mom.
You're a stay-at-home mom? Why I can't say that? Because I've been a stay-at-home father for a while.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but it works.
Yeah.
That's a before that, I owned up my own business. So I would love to get back to that.
What was that?
I was a florist. Oh, quite
a some flowers.
Yep, so very creative. Love craft. Sell a lot of craft online and stuff like that.
Well, you've got to put yourself in a creative zone a lot more.
More than I am, yeah. Because it's really big. That's what I really thrive on. If I'm not doing it, I get very frustrated.
You're also a whole lot more pleasant woman when you're actually living your life. You're actually more free. Plus, we've been doing some things about flowers and how flowers in your home can actually open up you and everything that goes along with it. So, yeah. I tell you, when you walk into most florists, you actually see a lot of people there actually all smiles.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just,
yeah.
It's a lot. But, my kids come first.
Here
comes one of them right now.
Hey, what's up?
Do we have to go bye-bye? Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you say hi?
Hello.
Is that Dino?
Wow. Is that, that's not Marty, is it?
No, it's a little dinosaur she got playing today. What's that? Psychic. Tell me about my future.
And we're actually live on the radio right now.
Probably scary, isn't it?
This is my dad.
We try to make it as non-scary as possible.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
He's going to be dying, so you better... We better stay healthy.
Take up jogging.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just one of those things. Look at the situation. I always tell people, you look at the word pass over, which means moving on.
That's
true. So if there's something, you can't really experience in the physical form, but they still exist.
True.
I just don't feel that. Even the sciences of fruit and energy doesn't, you can't destroy energy. It just transforms into something. Yeah, yeah. Which gives us the ideal fruit.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. You guys have a great one.
Let me ask you
my question. I gotta go. No, go ahead.
All right. So, what do you think will be the outcome of the relationship that you have been doing right now?
And what's your name?
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. I can't say Jocelyn. Jocelyn. Does she have a nickname? Now, this one you met yesterday, is this the senior?
Yeah.
You know, that seems like it's got a good outcome. It's just, to me, it looks like a situation where you might lose interest if you don't really open up to the situation, being too cautious. Just kind of just go. I guess you would say just go for it. Whatever happens, happens.
That is pretty mind-blowing because like you said, don't be cautious. Now I'm going to tell you something. My friend told me yesterday.
All right.
A guy that tried to go for her before me tried to, like, to clean me and... clean me and one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jocelyn, but her friend told me this. The guy that tried to go after Queenie, something like that, that's why. So I've been trying to be between, you know. So.
Yeah, but sometimes the situation is that it could have been just the guy himself.
Yeah.
You know, she could be a person that's clingy and touchy-feely too, but only with a certain person.
Yeah.
So it's your ideal look in the situation. That's what I was saying before with attraction, people connecting. That's what you got to trust the most. Because you're connecting with that person, and I think that thing that you're talking about, just think. So he has a tendency to compensate. So he gets clingy. Because it's a fear. I'm scared to death I'm going to lose this person. So he kind of like lashes onto them. And people can feel that. And she wants something real positive. And he just wasn't positive. I mean, I could see her looking at him going, I just want to throw him off a cliff. Weird, that kind of thing. So, just be yourself. Because realistically, in the situation of two people attracting each other anyway, that's how it happens. When people are really being themselves, you just gravitate to each other, and then you have these weird conversations that they're really weird. I mean, I was sitting there talking to my friend, who was like getting, like, I call it two arrogant people just having a good time talking to each other. Saying whatever comes to mind, you know. You're a bitch. Well, you know, you're a bastard. You should do this, and maybe you should snap and just jump off the cliff. And you go, oh, yeah, that's great. Then we give each other a hug and leave. but it's real. It's real. That's the whole thing. So I think a lot of guys don't understand.
I was open with her yesterday. I didn't tell her any BS story. Oh yeah, the greatest mechanic there is. I was honest with her.
Yeah, it's like if you work on cars, great. Because I suck. You know.
I mean, I told her that not the greatest, but do a thing or two here.
Yeah, it's also reading people very well. And when people say things like, I was talking to Heather, I remember this too, this is funny. I was there talking to her. You need to come over so we can sit down and talk and that kind of stuff. And she goes, I know what you want to do. You want to seduce me. I said, of course I do. So when are you coming over? And she was like, she just blushed. So it's like, you know, I went that way because I just felt like she's a whole lot more open. And I've known her for a long time too. So I know how she is. So when she starts doing the other stuff, she's just reflecting at something she doesn't want to deal with. I just turned to her, I'm sorry. I am who I am, and that's what I do. Because she told me the other day, she goes, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're trying too hard, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, I heard a girl say this one time. She goes, someone said the same thing to her, too, and she looked right in the face and she goes, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just being me. What you can't handle, maybe you can't handle it because you don't want to really deal with what's really going on. So you're creating this other thing going on. No, no, no. But are you really telling me no, or are you telling yourself, you know? That's the key. What are you doing at this moment? When the people start giving you all kinds of excuses, I swear, I always feel like excuses are things that they can't come up with because they don't want to be with you, which they really do. The excuses are what they're telling you. So that's what I'm saying. Excuses are things that people create to keep them from where they really want to be at. They talk themselves out of it and just want to get it. And if you're a psychic and you're looking at these people, you just want to smack them because you're like, okay, I can pick up exactly what's going on with you right now. And realistically, more of us can do that anyway. If we just listen to our intuition, you're going to have a great system. Another one?
Yeah.
All right.
This one's about a car.
A car? Okay.
All right. So, two and a half weeks ago, I went on Facebook.
And I already told you the back of the store itself.
I looked up cars.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the color. I was being crazy.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah, like a car. And I typed in 1,000 at the top. Okay. And it's 1977 Dodge 280Z.
Right? Oh, really?
And it blew my mind. I was like, 280Z? For $1,000? I read the description. And transmission's fine. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a...
No, no, we're just sitting here interviewing him for the show.
You can move right over here if you don't mind.
Yeah, because we're still doing the show. We got 14 minutes left.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we can move the chairs and stuff. It's cool. Well, that's what I was trying to do. I was just like... What about people coming in?
Now people are coming in.
Ow. Huh? How much did I charge my palm readings?
Yeah.
10.
Hi, Cole.
How are you? Well, palm readings are 10. But you can actually... What's happening? Okay. You can turn it around. There you go. What's up? Nothing. You talking?
Okay, now I can get out of your way. That way feels pretty.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Sky.
Sky? Mm-hmm. I've met so many people in that name. I thought that was so original. Mm-hmm. And now it seems like I've done the original thing with a lot of their kids. Yeah. How are you? Just leave me out of it. Excuse me? They're up front. Yeah, they're on that one. The cars are right where she's at. That area right there. They have a very strong destiny on. To do with your life. Because you have fears of what could happen. Really intense too. Like you give away from the ideal. Really dominant. What the heck is that smell? You see right here? This is the because I see that, I feel like you're an intuitive person. You have a tendency to go away from the world too much. See your, this is your, it's kind of funny because your headline goes that way. Actually splits. This means you're in your subconscious mind, which that's your fears. And here is the ideal. You are pretty much straightforward, people. You only get kind of fearful when it comes to your personal life and that kind of stuff going on. Your lifeline is very long. I do think you put yourself in his way quite a bit. But you're going to live a long time. Very deep, very grounded person too as well. So you have a tendency to be very arrogant in some ways and very straightforward. You can't be writing people's truth, but then again, you have something always to say, so therefore it's good. This is your will. You're a very intelligent person. Almost like an old soul. Almost like you're here just to enjoy yourself this time. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Your will, you're very very person. Some people tend to take you too controlling. But I think it's the idea you perceive people very quickly. So you have a ability. This is Jupiter, Saturn. Communicate. Many parts. Then you have your sun finger, where it actually shows the idea of physical expression. You express yourself way well. You're also a very sexual person, too, as well.
Sorry.
You're very physical on many levels. Your sexuality is so strict. You have a very strong artistic side as well. That's why I brought it up. Not that
fair.
It's very expressive at the same time. Where you feel like you're not expressive. You see the calluses? I know they're from physical exertion, but they're places that are there for a reason. So for success and experience. Very irritating for you. Stuff, but it's just part of it. Take a look at this is your Mount Venus right here. Very intense relationships you've had in the past. Some of these things you like to forget. You're very focused on what you just focus. Actually, it says you're focusing on who you really are. Got some crazy past lives too. Kind of warrior tendency to yourself. You like the firelight?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the?
I mean, I'll fight.
We'll fight. So it shows your hat. Pretty good at it too as well. Like that one. But this one's leadership and dominance. It actually shows you need to listen to yourself more. To have that control you're looking for is actually more about being comfortable with what's going on. Desire success. Destined for success. You know you worry about it. But you're ideally, you do have a tendency to spring, need more calcium. You do have a tendency to trying to live the world. Mm-hmm. 25 milligrams.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think 25 milligrams. It's an improvement on women. It keeps you balanced, so you don't have to deal with things what they are. And you do see things how they are. Oh, and sit there and speak of your mind. So don't hesitate on that one. But the sections in your life, sure. You can see right here, see your fingers? I can see that you're not there. You are. You can see what your fingers are. I know some things can sound like they're contradictions, but it also shows the three-dimensional person. So you're very spiritual side too as well. You definitely need the calcium. Calcium is up. To deal with any kind of system. So you have to deal with that, colds and flu. For some reason, I feel like if you're sick, you're really not to be around. That makes sense. Any questions?
Nope.
Good.
Where do you learn all that is my question, actually.
Would I learn all that?
Yeah.
That's a good question. It's one of those things I look at. I don't like to do mornings where it's just by the book. I actually go into a lot of things where as I'm touching you, I can feel certain places in your hand exactly what's going on with your life. Because your life is something that's going to be very eventful, but also still at the same time be very joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing you want. But you need to put these here. I can just feel things with your hands too. I can put things with you. I can also see things of the future. If you don't start listening to yourself, you actually have two ex-wives, but there's two of them in your future if you don't start listening to yourself now, so you can actually convert it. That's the one thing good about everything. Well, some people don't get you.
Yeah.
But I think it's the ideal. They don't really pay attention to the reflection, so they don't get themselves. They don't take it personal.
Okay.
Okay.
Marsh, do you want to do it? You do it.
All right, Rufio. Where are those cards for?
Me?
Those are the angel cards.
Oh, yeah, these are the angel cards.
Those are bad, right?
What?
Okay.
So these are angel cards. These are angel tarot. That's why I use them. Because the people, that Rider Waite deck is just too freaking negative. The Rider Waite deck is the one that most people use. The death card and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. This doesn't have a death card. It's a transition card. See, they're pretty cards. Wax. The cards, I swear to you, won't jump out of my hand and get you. That's why I waited so long. I used to have tarot cards, man. I waited a long time to get these. Now I actually have two of these. There's another one she came out with. It's based on archangels. And this is angels. What's your name?
Brittany.
Where are you from?
Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yeah.
Do people relax in Nebraska? Well, yes, you do, right?
Yeah.
I've been to Nebraska. I was on a bus going to California. And this guy got lost in one of those little towns, and we come going around a lot. I was like, is he ever going to get the idea that we're not going anywhere? And it just looked so destitute. All we saw was desert. Where do you live? Are there any trees where you live?
Yeah. I live, like...
We have one tree in the kitchen. Anyway.
I live, like, on the western side, like, so more, like, farming.
Oh, okay.
So, like, not
the city. Right. Ooh. I'm going to freak you guys out, but you guys are actually on the radio.
On the radio?
What? Yes. You just did a palm ring for everybody else, so everybody knows what it's about. We like to do experiences like that so people can actually get the why and see that someone telling you about it. So it was like when you were asking the questions. Yeah. I love that, man. It makes me feel really good now. Are people actually listening? What do I feel? Like? Yeah. Don't worry about it. I can understand the question. But, yeah, let's see your hand. When's your birthday?
September.
On the cusp between Sagittarius and Capricorn. So you're very grounded. At the same time, you can be very air-headed. Yeah. Combination of both. Wow. Very deep lines. You must have some earth. I get the impression it could be a Taurus. See, people understand the sun sign. That's your dominant. Okay, use it as your moon or your rising sign. So if you're like, you're on the cusp between two, like Sagittarius and Capricorn. Capricorn is actually as the earth itself. So you can be really good with money, and that you just have to take like you're flighty. Where you can just go, let's just spend the game. Have a great time. You see, you have this very strong intuition that your lifeline and your headline's connected. See how? I use my psychic abilities all the time. See, you do too. But see how short your the line here is?
Yeah.
You're just, you need to think more. You're focusing. You really get into your, do a lot of things too. Not to break the bad news, but you're going to have three kids.
Four.
Two boys and a girl. And then we have your heart line. It's like you're focusing on a lot of things when it comes to relationships. It's almost like your impression of focusing on relationships too much, I feel. Living. Constantly asking questions all the time. So you see the one line goes here and one goes here. So you're looking for balance. You're looking for something real. At the same time, this line here is pointing here. Under Jupiter is where your psychic gifts are. Plus, when this is connected, it tells you the same thing. Which that line there is telling you to listen to yourself. For some reason, I feel like you can really talk a lot more than you are now.
Yeah, I talk a lot.
Because this one here, this is Mercury, the finger of communication. So you should have no problem communicating at all. And you have to be very passionate about when you're talking, too. So it does come from the heart. But sometimes people want to tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Talk, you know, I guess you would say idle talk, which means when you're talking, everything you talk about, you're passionate about, and you just keep going, a lot of energy. That's your Sagittarius part, too, as well. Shows your passion. You're very fiery, too. You have a very bad temper.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, it's really red. I mean, intensity, part of your life, you can go back to. I get some questions on your father's side.
Yeah.
And you got some really bad. How old are you?
I'm 18. I'll be 19.
You've had some really bad relationships.
Yeah.
Infatuation. People have hurt you really badly. Did you ever think about smacking someone back?
Yeah.
Well, the next time it happens, I think you should deck them. Anyway, I think you should listen to yourself so it won't happen anymore. I think you've actually even told yourself that before,
yeah.
Too. It was like, okay, I'm going to let that happen again. And then it happens again, and you're like, okay, what did I do wrong? Really, you got to look at situations of things that have been done to you. Yeah, you allow them in, but you can't really blame yourself. Just look at the situation and go, what did I do? And then don't do it anymore. You're not trusting yourself enough. You should. You think you have to settle for people, too, as well. You know what I mean? You have to have faith in yourself that you're really a, you know, awesome person. You can be a brat.
Yeah.
But you have a very long life. It's very, you know, here it shows a lot of infraction, but it's more like it shows you're going back and forth. Because you have a very strong destiny line. It's aligned with your Saturn finger, which is success. So you're aligned for success. You're also very expressive, too. I also feel like you're sexual as well. I feel like you can have some potential that you haven't expressed yet, sexually. And the thing. And don't feel embarrassed. Okay. I'm just saying, you are who you are. Do you find people who have tendencies in relationships that want to make you feel bad? Get rid of them. Because you're just being who you are. What do you do? You're working?
Oh, I play softball.
You play softball?
Yeah. Hey. I used to work, yeah.
You used to work?
Yeah.
I was kind of funny you put that. I used to work, but forget that.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, but I want to say your parents are not together anymore, but see your family line. That's your family, but then it's see the that V right there.
Mm-hmm.
It shows they split. See, my parents split up too. He was an ass. Anyway, see, that's where you can look at. I don't know. It's not your a problem. But that's why, because your temper seems to be really rooted in that, where it's like, you see right here?
Mm-hmm.
Try to see the line. See the line right there is your temper.
Mm-hmm.
You see the ones that go off the side? There's just depressing. and it's something that's tied to your father. Stay balanced. You've always been an active person, even in your past lives. Maybe you're hanging with your friend, carrying those swords, attacking people.
No, not that way.
Yeah, it looks like this one was recent. 1800s, bad accident. See how things are kind of loving?
Yeah.
And she was like, it's like rolling a stagecoach. And the idea when you try to catch yourself, the fence moves and you broke your wrist. That actually shows you shot your and it heals and you lived. And soon you see the other ones too. So 1800s, 1600s, this is 1429. So there's some really active lifetimes for you where you just can't sit still. You defy what we call society. It seems like I've done readings for girls who are actually high priestesses and the daughters of pharaohs, but they did things that they toted swords. They became high priestesses, but they came, very active, very physical. I guess they wanted to play the sun part, but they didn't look at it that way. They looked at the ideal. It was just part of them. They wanted to express it. That makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a very active person. You can't sit still. You have a lot of energy. It's kind of funny for a person who's very flighty in some ways, but being very grounded at the same time.
What's that?
Huh?
What does that mean?
That means you're a very grounded person. But you're also very influential by everybody else. Whatever people want to do, you go and do. But you're also very grounded in the things that you do. So you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Nothing. No one tells you what you want to do. No one makes you do what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And when you come in a relationship with some people, where you're influenced too much in that thing, where you're, you know, like I said before, you're processing too much. When you should live life, even with your relationships, the same way you do anything and everything. Because it's who you are. You deal with subconscious stuff. You deal with what's going on. Your parents are not your fun people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you're very healthy, but still you need some, plenty of calcium. Seems like being active also keeps you from being depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You do what you got to do, but shoot, these you still have some things from relationships that you need to let go of. Does that make sense? But either way it goes, you keep to yourself, too.
Yeah.
You don't express your feelings.
No.
Touch what your fingernails are?
Yeah.
Use your inside all the time. Inside you, you know.
Yeah.
Try doing it in a nice, positive way. Just focus on your heart. People have those like little simple meditation you can do where you just focus on the you don't focus on the heart itself. Focus behind it. A little space behind your heart. Just keep saying to yourself, I am love. Because you're an awesome person. That's what you need to focus on. Like some people in past relationships have made you feel less worthy. It doesn't matter what you did or didn't do. Just something you've had relations where people didn't appreciate you. And your father doesn't appreciate you for who you are either, I don't think. That's not nice. Have you ever broke your wrist?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever had problems with this wrist, because I think it's because of the past life that you had, where you shattered this. And when you start feeling things in your hand, past life, or just feeling pain, it usually indicates what's going on in your life right now, that you're reliving a past life experience. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're very deep. You're going to be very close to your kids. They're still future. Little freak. You express your temper too. You don't punch people, but you do punch things. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to punch people. You know, you really want to. You see the destiny line?
Yeah.
Just focusing on, you already know what you do with your life. Just keep following through with it. I don't know. There's something about you that you don't feel like you're going to be doing sports.
What are you doing? Well, you're in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you in college for?
Okay.
I actually have a college for that?
Well,
I missed it.
Well, it's my degree.
Uh-huh.
Dental hygienist or a surgical tech.
Good for the surgical tech. You doing all these things?
I don't know. I can't decide if it's surgical tech or dental hygienist. I like blood and surgery.
You like blood and surgery?
I like all that, yeah.
Interesting. Not a bad thing.
Like, not like in a weird way.
Okay.
I like being in there, like,
helping. Oh, okay. No, it's like when my ex-wife had her baby. And the doctors are looking at me going, you should have passed out by now. No, I find this fascinating. And I took some medical. I was studying to be a paramedic for a while, too. But other things took over. Some of these lines indicate a teacher. Not a teacher of kids. I mean, you're a teacher. So you can still go in the same field you're going into, just don't be surprised that it evolved into becoming a teacher. So the idea of teaching, that's what you should focus on a lot, too. So it does seem like when you're in your element, you do teach people. You're just a natural teacher. I just think you absorb a lot of things, and when people ask questions, you know the answers. That's a teacher. I had to come to long terms with that too. I was sort of talking to people doing this kind of thing. They go, oh, you're a teacher. I was like, no, I do psychic stuff. They go, no, you're a teacher. And I started thinking about it going, anytime someone asks me a question, I always know the answer. So, yeah, that's teaching. Mm-hmm. Just focus.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We didn't want to scare her, so we made it as positive as possible. Positive, I can't say the word. I want to make it as positive as possible for you because I feel like, you know, the more relaxed you are, the more you let yourself out. It's like you can see people you've been with who have actually, literally, I see the visions of them smacking you down. And you just kind of like, okay, and then you get frustrated and you see that frustration come out. Let your personality come out. You're a beautiful girl. I love your eyes. So if the idea of a medical death work, you should try to work with modeling. But I'm just saying, you're just natural about everything. So just like the natural part of it. All right? You're welcome.
You're good.
Haven't I seen you before?
No, I don't know.
Where are you from?
Montana.
Montana?
Montana.
Montana's a crazy place, too.
Yeah.
I know a couple of girls there who I don't want to talk to. Anyway, well, I'll still talk to you. Wow. Do you have a problem with your circulation?
Yeah, I do. Because
I was sitting there going,
yeah.
I need to increase your circulation. The very first thing that came to me was Nisin. You know what Nisin is?
Yes.
You need to take some Nisin and really
work
your way up to 1,000 milligrams. Because you don't want to go... Right to taking 1,000 milligrams. I scared my ex-wife that way. But she said she had trouble with her circulation. I forgot I'd worked myself to 1,000 milligrams and I gave her one. She came back in an hour later going, are you trying to kill me? She turned completely red. I was like, oh, shoot. I forgot. I'm supposed to be a builder. What's your birthday?
January 11th.
Oh, so you're Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn.
So you have some Aquarius signs, too. Because you can be very analytical, logical. If you're Capricorn, it's kind of crazy. Because you're a very grounded person. You see the lines here?
Yeah.
You're all over the place. Your head is in your subconscious, so you're thinking about a lot of things. And you're very intuitive, too. See how your headline and your lifeline come together? It shows that you're intuitive. You have psychic ability.
Okay.
You know things and that kind of stuff like that. Exactly what you want to do it now. So, you know, you have a tendency to question that, but you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Your lifeline is like crazy. See how the lifeline comes down there? I feel like it can be that for a very long time. It's just these infractions, almost like someone being pulled in three different directions. Almost like, I don't want my destiny.
So what?
You don't know what your destiny is like, but then you do. You have all these things you're thinking about.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it's like Donald Dillon in a freaking big air machine. All your opportunities are swirling around you. And you're like, which one do I want to do? Which one do I want to snatch up? It shows us you're
Your thumb is short. You can see a sense of procrastination because your will is smaller than your wisdom. So you procrastinate to show that you do know, and you do listen to your abilities, and all this stuff works together, but you have a tendency to procrastinate. You don't express your feelings very well either.
Well,
it's kind of freaking chilly, isn't it?
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with my situation. Subconscious things is causing you procrastination too. A certain fear of a past life. Almost like you've had a lot of injuries in the past. Also this lifetime too. Right?
Yes.
You sound so positive. Yeah. So it shows the factuation that you could be influenced by your mind, thinking that all the things that you might not live a long time, you're going to die young. So what I can say for your death, it's just part of your destiny. And fractions and fractures.
So my death is to die young?
No. You're thinking you're going to die young because of what you've been through. Even the idea of a past life filtering through where you die young.
Okay.
So it's not you're going to die young. This one, you're going to be around. So therefore, just keep enjoying your life. Just you're going to go through a long life and a lot of fractures.
Okay.
But you're down here, and you're thinking about the past life thing in this lifetime, when you were younger, that you're still hanging on to. I want to sit and say your parents are together, but then again, it kind of flushes back and forth. See, this is your life. This is your family.
Okay.
It shows it's very close, but also it shows at the end a little bit of like a V-shape. You just want to see the V-shape. Most parents are not together. If they are together, they shouldn't be.
They're together.
Are they?
Yeah.
It still shows distance between the two of them. What would you say?
I see the, I don't know, some not living with them anymore. Like, I go to college a lot.
You make some really strong friends. Actually, classification, okay, it's the idea that you... Your friends these ones.
Yeah.
But there's only a few that it could be called. They're just really close people. People you trust. You think too much. Very deep thinking there. This is your mental learning, so it's deep depth thinking. I think so. Nope. I guess not. I keep losing it. I'm missing that one. I could have sworn. Did she just leave? Okay. I was like, I'm paying attention. See right here, this is your heart. You need to follow your heart. And what I always tell people about following one's heart is the idea is where it all starts.
Okay.
Because when you follow your heart, mm-hmm. Like if you know anything about chakras, maybe you don't, maybe you do. We have three chakras here. And we have three lower chakras. And the heart is the fourth one, which is the middle.
Okay.
Which connects all just together. When you listen to your heart, connects you to spirit, which tells you, gives you insights on how and what you should be doing.
Okay.
Which helps you with the lower chakras, which are the ones like security, your desires, and things like that.
Okay.
So they all work together. It all starts with the heart. And that's why I always tell people why the heart is important. It's passion. What your passions are. Because the people do a lot of things because they think they got to do them. If you're thinking you got to do anything, you're feeding the fear. And you're selling yourself for failure. You need to really calm down on something with the idea of focusing on more on your core of who you are. This can determine a lot of things that you're doing right now that you might change your mind about good things that you don't want to do anymore. It's like all those decisions, all those choices. When you start looking at the choices and you start looking at yourself even more, what's good for you, you'll start seeing those things disappear exactly what you're going to do. Does that make sense? I'll make sure it makes sense. You have a very bad temper, too. Very red.
Yeah. A little bit.
See, your temper is so freaking bad, it goes clear across your palm. I've never seen that. To this point, I've never seen somebody's freaking temper go that bad. Okay? Frustration, tied into the whole thing, want to strangle people. It's really cool.
Oh, my God.
And you said your birthday was when?
Yeah.
Also, you're Capricorn, but you got sweaty palms.
Yeah.
Which indicates you have a trace of Pisces.
Oh, some Aquarius and Pisces.
Yeah.
Hey, Pisces are
Yeah, I think it's sweaty palms. I had one girl's palm get so sweaty, I swear someone dumped a cup of water in her hand. We had to get paper towels as we went through this meeting and start cleaning her hand off. I was like, I've never seen someone's palm get that sweaty. And she said she wasn't even nervous. But that was even more weird. And she here says you're going to have two children. You got fun with that one. Two girls. Yeah. I always say have fun because I got two daughters, okay? You know what I said about the other thing, like, you produce dominance and leadership.
Okay.
Saturn is success. Apollo is physical expression. Mercury is verbal expression.
Okay.
You don't have trouble with these.
Which is verbal and physical expression? Okay.
Yeah, like being very sexual.
It's okay. I know everything. So.
Right, there's also the very creative side,
okay.
too.
Okay.
You're very artistic.
Nope.
You are.
I artistic.
You know what it means? It means tapping into creativity. So some people can have sex and be very artistic about it. So rethink that.
Okay, never mind.
Some people just draw their outlet. So it shows an artistic side. Just because you can't identify it. And it doesn't look like art. It doesn't mean it's something.
It's so mixed because it's a mixed
way. Right.
Okay.
But it's sexual, you're artistic, yeah, it's all together.
Okay.
Called expression. It's challenging. Do you have any questions? Too, when you look at a situation, you just your head and your heart. Definitely that from the middle. You'll be full or whatever. Calm down about that one. Relax and just go with the flow. All right? Right here. That's $3,865. It was $10 per person. So.
Huh? That's fine.
Because I really can't use it right now.
Okay.
Problem. You guys have a good one?
You too.
Nice meeting you guys. You have a great day. I can't say it.
How much is it?
Just 10. Hold up. I have a 10. Oh, my freaking calves are all tight, man. All that working out. Let's see. Yeah, I do. Here you go. Thank you.
I did have more questions. Huh?
Okay, go ahead.
What are you doing? In the
back door. I like that kite thing in your face.
What was that thing you said about the parents?
Oh, right here. Right there. This is your family line. This is your ideal. Where you can see all the separation. This just shows two parents who split up.
Family.
There's a lot of chaos between those two people, too. I mean, maybe you don't want to talk about it, but I'm just saying. There's a lot of chaos right there. I would like to distance myself from that one.
That's just my question.
No problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You guys have a good one. Bye-bye. That was crazy. Well, you guys, we'll see you all later. We're going to sign off right now. You guys have a great day, and come back and join us tomorrow night. What is today? Saturday night. We'll be on tonight, 9 p.m., so check us out. We'll see you then, and may God and angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love was given. Bye. bye-bye now.